Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night, Or L'Gimel Nisan. I think we started Kuf Yud Aleph B'Tikas Chametz, Sif Gimel, and Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. Bodei Kol HaDorim Sheish Lochush Shem Echnisu Behem Chametz. You have to check everywhere in your house, even if you don't remember bringing in Chametz. A whole year went by, and people walk around with chametz. So anywhere that it's possible, you brought in chametz. You don't have to remember that you did. In fact, you could be sure that you didn't, and you'd be ready to swear that you didn't bring in chametz there. But but it wasn't off limits. I have a machsan, a place where I live in Yerushalayim. Very difficult to be bodek chametz. It's full of junk. And it's like my garage in Muncie. That was like the big, I have to clean my garage out. I have to check it for chametz. We didn't do it the night of Yudala. That would have been totally impossible. We did it before. Now, I don't remember ever bringing in chametz there. But unless you make it all year round into a mokum she'ein machnisim bo chametz. Now, how do you do that? So I wanted to put a sign up on the machsan right after Pesach. Put up a sign, you know, do not bring chametz into this room. It is a mokum she'ein machnisim bo chametz. I put up a sign. So my wife didn't let me. She said that we want to store the schnapps there, chametz, and the Purim boxes are there. Who knows what's in the Purim boxes? Yeah. So, okay. But that's what you would have to do. It's not enough to say, bring chametz there. That's not enough. You don't remember, you don't recall, you went down there once during a meal to get a book, to get your shoes, whatever. And so that's why. What you have to do, if you want to be potter from Badika, even a car, I remember a car was like, also a car and garage. That's why I moved there to sell. No car, no garage. Car garage was a nightmare. Car was a nightmare. Yeah. It was a nightmare. I don't know. It was just a nightmare. Cleaning out the car and getting go to a gas station when it has a vacuum cleaner. Getting in. It was a nightmare. Okay, then after a while in Muncie, people would bring their Polish goitas to the gas station to do the car. Like the ultimate status symbol. You have a goyer there, a Polish goyer, cleaning out your car while you're reading the New York Times, Sunday Times. Maybe feeding quarters into the machine. Anyway, you would have to declare the car like a mokum she'ein machnisim bo chametz, and you have to have a conscious reminder not to bring chametz in a whole year. Like, no chametz, and you have to put up a sign. No chametz allowed. So mokum she'ein machnisim bo chametz. But that's what it takes. Otherwise, you have to be afraid that you brought chametz for lava daite. I feel a mark of him, even not places that you normally bring chametz, but it's possible you brought chametz there. The fact that you don't remember having brought chametz there is meaningless. Aliyos v'chenuyos beis oetzim kol sheyesh lochash and mechnisu shem chametz tzarich leboitko. What
would be improper to say, my attic? I'm just going to sell it. Print it out.
That's a different issue. Then we get into the issue of avoiding a mitzvah by selling it. So normally it's frowned upon, but sometimes it's too hard, and
you're doing the whole rest of the house.
Yeah, but. So why not the attic? So if you're asking me a general question, then I have to give you a general answer. It depends on your reason. Mm-hmm. If the reason is a little laziness, then it's a lokadai. If the reason is taka, it's something that's, I don't know. I'll tell you the truth, let's say my apartment here. We're cleaning it, basically. But Bedikas Chametz, so I have two options. I could come here Sunday night to Beit Shemesh and be Bedikas Chametz. I could make a bracha in my house, a chveis. I don't have any kids at home. Okay, I have my two daughters and my son, and I could leave them and I could come here. My father used to do that. My father, Olam Shalom, went that the night of Bedikas Chametz. He did the house. He went to his office, which was okay. Let's say 5 minutes from the house, 10 minutes from the house. Then he went to. Then he did it for his friend. We had a different office. We went around. We made the rounds. So here, I'm not holding by coming here Sunday night. So really, I can make a shliach. No one wants to be my shliach and be bolded around. I'm talking about making a proper Bedikas Chametz. So on the other hand, it's time to sell it. It's not right. So we end up cleaning it for Pesach. We're not there Pesach, so truth is anybody that's not home for Pesach. I just got someone now that was going to sell their house. Not sell the house, sell the chametz in the house. I just sat with them and I told them they're not going to be home for Pesach. I told them how to clean the house. It's really not hard. If you're not home for Pesach, it's not hard to clean your house for Pesach. It's really not. I said, it's a low kedai. Do it. It's not that hard. It's like a regular cleaning. You don't have to scrub. You don't have to scrape. You don't have to scrub. You have to clean, that's all. And you have to make sure you do every drawer. Okay, there's no rock. Come on. And then you make Bedikas Chametz that night, the night before. They're going to be home even the night of Bedikas Chametz. So they're doing it. It's really not that hard. That's what I'm doing on Dole level. I'm not going to make Bedikas Chametz. So we're cleaning, and then I'm going to end up selling it. Just because I can't do Bedikas Chametz. I have no way of doing Bedikas Chametz. No one's going to do it for me.
Why can't the Rebbe do it before Motzei Shabbos?
Because you mean like before Sunday night? You mean before Sunday night?
People don't go away for Yom Tov.
So really, I am doing that. I hold most of the time when you're cleaning, you're doing Bedikas Chametz because you're using the light, and that's fine. So we do it. We have in mind that Bedikas Chametz. We're just not making the bracha and the chanami. So why do I sell it? Sell it just in case that it comes around this and that. I did my Bedikas Chametz anyway. I mean, we had in mind we're cleaning, we're doing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. It's probably 90% of what we do. Maybe not 100. I'd say 90. Is technically a fulfillment of Bedikas Chametz because there's enough light and we're going into corners and we're looking everywhere. It's just the night before with the bracha. I'm making the bracha in Yerushalayim. Okay. Anyway, so you should do that. So that's the question with the attic. And a chanami, it depends on your reason. If it's just that you don't want to bother, I don't know, you have to know. You have to know if it's no one goes there anyway, and anyway you're selling your chametz. Maybe nowadays it's different when you sell our chametz. And there's no chametz gomer there, it's not like this chametz yedua. And that makes it much better
like
also.
One of those rooms you say, no one ever went up there with chametz, but we never made it that it's, like the Rav said, we didn't put up a sign on the door and say,
yeah, you didn't make it a mokum shein machnis bo chametz, and you don't want to be bodek there either.
Massive.
It's too
dirty.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Yeah. Then you can't go in there on Pesach.
Right. Okay.
What?
Can you like you got one thing on there?
Yeah, but by saying that, it means it sounds like you're planning already. Yeah, if it happens that you forgot something, then the post will say you can go in. Right. But that's very
like this. Yeah, but like the pieces out before the other day, if you keep on going in and out, you sort of
even if you plan to go in, it's not correct. He makes a joke out of it. Okay. The kodem abadika yichabdu heitiv kolam akomos. Yes, it does. This looks weird, but we've been doing nothing but that for the last 2 months. Right, which we're certainly used to that. Shivdalu is Refish al Bokar. When this has relevance to us, this din is really our front lawn. If you have a lawn, we have a, in Muncie, had a lawn and a backyard. So, you know, oh, we ate lunch there a week ago, and we know there was hummus there.
But there are birds.
Oh, so squirrels. that's this din. Refish al Bokar, Shleis Hashem at Tvua, Levay Meslechol, Vachain Luzol, Tarnagolim, Vachain Tvua, Eino Tzvich Medika. But what's a problem is when if you know there was chametz there. See, normally the basic halacha is you don't know for sure that there's chametz there, but you assume there probably is. So that's called like a safek. Okay, and even if there is, the animals probably ate it, maybe ate it, etc. The cats got to it, the mice, the birds, the pigeons. But what happens if you know? We know that a week ago, within 30 days, we ate lunch in the backyard, and the kids had sandwiches. Okay, so I guess you could say you don't know for sure that they left over anything. But the poskim are Maykil, it's like a mukham hefker. If someone dropped a piece of bread, anyway, you mafker it, then it's dirty and. No one but the animals are going to eat it. So we were never bodek. I'm trying to remember if there were some years when I was firm. I don't think we were ever bodek the front or backyard. What would you do? You would take a flashlight. You have to take a flashlight and go back, walk back and forth like you're looking for someone drop their contact lenses. You know, you walk back.
I mean, unless the
piece of bread. But they based on what you said last night.
You'd never find crumbs in the ground.
If you found crumbs, it wouldn't matter.
Crumbs, yeah. Well, there were some years I was boiling my car but with a flashlight.
Well, you shouldn't?
I don't know if you have to. It's not your house. No, you have to be boiling it. You have to clean it. Talking about the night of B'dikas Chometz, that it's Nichlal and the Chiyuv. Maybe it's not part of your house. Maybe the chiyuv of Chazal I'm talking about.
Maybe it's maybe only decide.
Bias.
Rosh should decide for everyone.
What?
Rosh should decide.
Why? Well, I don't want them to be Maykil. They are Bodik the cause.
Maybe some people are, some people aren't. What should they need to be doing?
I'm not going to say anything. I don't want them to be Mazalzel and cleaning their cars.
I would almost say that if you park it out on the street, then it's not part of your house. If you park it in the garage, it's going to be part of your house. Why does it have to be part of
the... I'm talking about the... You have to clean it.
Right.
I'm talking about the technical chiyuv chazal of Oral Yudalit.
Why is it different than a garage?
Garage is part of your bias.
It's a separate building.
Cool.
So why is that? Why? Because the car is moving... It's not part of your house.
Hello.
It's possession.
Ownership
to check it.
Erev Tov, call me in a chatzisha, chatzisha. Anyway, it's probably a wrong number.
It's only the house that's been checked?
The office. Chayram. The house and the chafetzim in the house. I don't know. Technically. This is a house. I mean, the shul is also a house. The shul is the gaboim. I mean, the people who use the shul have to. I'm not talking about the house like they sleep in Dafka.
So, how do you treat like an apartment? I check my apartment and then the common area.
Yeah, that's all
downstairs.
Part of the bias.
That's part of
it. I remember, let's say a person has. Let's say a person has 10 suits in storage. Mm-hmm. He stores it somewhere. So I guess what I'm saying is that I'm not sure there's a chiyuv, but let's say he's a firm guy, he wants to be buying his pockets or a yudalit. I don't know if he has to do it to those suits that he has outside his house. Machzan somewhere.
He's not going to wear on Pesach.
No, even if he is, I don't know if there's a technical chiyuv b'dikah or a yudalit on that.
On
that it's enough to clean it.
But the ones in his closet in his house, he does.
Yeah, that's part of his house. Maybe there's a chiddush.
Shouldn't it rest on whether you have rishus? You know, whether
the chazal were only mechayev to be boided your bias, but boided is from your bias. The car. I'm talking now again. I'm not talking about
you have to check.
Making
the question,
sure there's no chametz.
I'm talking
about the technical. Okay, I'll look around. I'll see what Achrayim say. All right, let me quickly. He thinks I'm going to catch a 9:30.
No,
someone wants to meet me by the bus stop. Let me just go.
He doesn't know. You guys call him.
Hey, what? His cell phone tells you what time it is.
He doesn't know Tom where he is.
Oh, yes.
9:45 bus. Okay. Okay, Sefei talks about the corners, everything, pockets. I don't know if people do that early or Dalit. I think they don't. It's too hard. They do it before.
Do what?
The pockets of all the clothing.
I thought the Rav, a number of years back, the Rav said we should do it.
You should. Certainly, ideally you should, that's for sure. I don't know, what did I say? I don't know if people do it.
Sign all my kids to do their own clothes.
Yeah.
Your job is, you do your clothes, you do
your clothes. It's true, lately I'm more, I feel more that if you're mechaven to do bedikas chametz and you do it or like you're careful to have good light, it's a fulfillment than before. One night or two, on that. That's true, the last few.
But when you check your pockets, you're sticking flesh in the pocket, looking in the pocket, or you're just sticking your hand in it?
Whatever works. There's no real din of, whatever works. Whatever makes sure that you, and if it's a pocket that you're going to wear on Pesach, mamash have to get out every crumb. Because anything is shemiyov liyochlo, which is one of the reasons of Medika too. It's not just bal yirah bal yimot, it's also shemiyov liyochlo.
Clothes you're not
going to
wear, you
want
to check.
Clothes you're not going to wear.
Full
pretzel. A kazayas of edible. I don't know, even less than a kazayas if it's not dirty. Maybe it's not dirty, you went to a house and you took a cookie. But not the crumbs. Even though there can be edible crumbs too, I don't know. Yeah. Tastes good. Zivov talks about selling the goy. You have to be Baidik. I said last night what I said. Or two nights? Yeah, last night. Okay, we'll stop here.
two questions.
You're going to have to walk with me.
Okay, I'll walk.
No, but someone was already meeting me by the bus.
This one might not be a quick question, so.